This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran detained two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz Friday, but one of them was released and allowed to continue on its voyage. The Liberian-flagged ship was stopped and boarded Friday in the Strait after it started oil leaks in the waterway. It was later released. Another British-operated vessel was stopped by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and detained for violating what were called international maritime rules. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said the seizures were, in his words, unacceptable, and said London is looking for a diplomatic way to resolve that situation.
We will respond in a way that is considered but robust, and we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
At the White House, President Trump said the United States would be working with Britain on this situation. President Trump is expressing confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say the incident did not happen.
A day after saying the USS Boxer took defensive action when the drone got too close and did not back away.
No doubt about it. No, we shot it down.
The Pentagon says the Boxer actually used electronic jamming to bring the drone down and did not fire a missile. Iran says none of the above. The whole thing never happened, and all drones were safely back at their bases. Neither side is providing evidence to prove its claims, though Iran's Revolutionary Guard did release a video the drone shot of the Boxer and other vessels, without saying how that proves no drones went down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set Saturday. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend have been canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Aussie Fest be canceled given the heat conditions.
The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say for a short while it will feel just as hot in Washington as Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. In his remarks there, Pompeo announced the newly imposed U.S. sanctions against Hezbollah operative Salman Rauf Salman
served as the on-the-ground coordinator for the Amia bombing and remains a wanted man who continues plotting terrorism on behalf of Hezbollah.
The visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish community center. The Argentine government has said Hezbollah was responsible for that attack. A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is now back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Muratovich, a son of were unsealed Friday, a day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement officials. The U.S. military then flew him to New York, where he appeared before a judge on Friday. According to court documents, he's a naturalized citizen who came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan, traveled to Syria in late 2013, where he began fighting with IS as a sniper. Eventually, he became one of the terror group's emirs, responsible for establishing training groups for IS recruits and for teaching them how to use weapons. Again, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming in Argentina that the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.